10 cities this year across Utah will be using ranked choice voting in the general election in November. In 2018, Utah passed a bill to establish a pilot program in which cities could use ranked choice voting. As executive director of Utah Ranked Choice Voting, Colleen Potter puts it, this voting method allows voters to express their will more fully. She says ranked choice voting also encourages civility, especially among candidates who can work to appeal to more voters when they're looking to secure second and third choice support.
So instead of this all or nothing, they're my friend, they're my enemy, you start looking at it differently as a candidate and as a voter, where we're trying to come to a consensus and solve the problems we have in our jurisdictions, in our cities.
Potter is convinced that ranked choice voting is positive for democracy. In order for any candidate to be elected, they must receive 50% of the votes, unlike the current voting system. Potter adds, no voting method is perfect and says they're trying to educate Utahns and elections officials, some of whom have argued that it's too confusing. So far, they've found younger voters seem to be embracing the idea of ranked choice voting. Potter, who has run for public office herself, says the method is gaining popularity, but is taking longer in more conservative states. However, according to fairvote.org, Utah has the most cities of any state to be using ranked choice voting.
We saw that in every city, over 50% of the voters liked it. And that ranged up to the 80s and 90s in some cities. So we find that voters, after they've used it, and it doesn't seem so scary, and they go, oh yeah, this makes sense to me. They tend to really like it.
Potter contends ranked choice voting also saves cities money by only needing to hold one general election in November, rather than an August primary followed by another election in November. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.